God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, when somebody gets stoned, do you know what the primary target is? The head. Right? So these guys took these big rocks and they hurled them with all their strength at Brother Paul's head. No doubt hitting his eyes. Right? His eyes, his ears, his forehead, his neck. And he was not just standing there and it was okay. He's down. And they assume he's dead. Because he ain't moving. And he's bleeding. And these people have stoned people before. Apparently, you ever noticed in Jesus' ministry? Every time he'd say something wrong, it said, and they took up stones to stone him. I think they must have carried stones with them to the meetings. They were ready to throw a rock. How many of their people today, they might not have a literal physical rock in their hand, but they're ready to throw something. Yes, always ready to find something wrong with it. And that spirit's still around. Harassing. These rocks, they're not trying to hurt him. They're intent on killing him. They're trying to bust his skull open. They're trying to kill him. And these rocks hit him. All in the face. All in the head, and they think he's dead. Or else why they'd have kept throwing rocks. Do you understand? Yes. They would have kept on throwing them. They are convinced he's dead. He's lifeless. He's laying there in a pool of blood. And his face and his head is a mess. It is battered and beat. Bloody pulp. And verse 20. Howbeit as the disciples stood round about him. See, now this has got to be some passage of time. The crowd is satisfied that they've killed him. And they've all left. You get the picture? And his team is standing around him. And they're looking at him. This is their man. This is their apostle. And he's laying there in a pool of his own blood. I don't know how long they were there, how long they stood. But while they stood around him, he rose up. Ah, glory to God. And they got out of town. They got away from that place, right? No. Are you reading? And came into, he went right back into the city. My, my, my. He was not afraid to die. He had no fear of death. Went back into the city. And in the next day, he departed from Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. And what? Oh, come on, get this now. And what? And that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Why was that a topic of discussion? Why tribulation and persecution? Why? Well, somebody said, well, God raised him up, so he must have been all of his wounds instantly healed. Incorrect assumption. It didn't say that. In fact, we have other scripture that tells us, Paul says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. What does he mean by that? Scars. How do you get scars? By healing up naturally. Is that right? Over a period of time. So I don't think we have any reason to assume that all of Paul's wounds and injuries were instantly healed. But we have every reason to believe that when he got back up and went back in to preach to them again, he was a bloody mess. And maybe for a little time after that, his eyes. Have you ever seen somebody got hit hard in the eye? It looks bad. Right?
Yes, sir.
He wasn't just hit a little bit. So, do we have anything that we could hook together here as to why Paul would have a weakness in his flesh the first time he came and spoke to them, and why they might say, if it had been possible, we'd have pulled our eyes out, Paul, and give them to you? Why? See, that makes more sense, doesn't it? Because here's a man that loves him so much, he got back out and faced death again and came back to preach to us again. That's the kind of love. He said, you loved me. You received me like an angel of the Lord. And you said, if we could have pulled our eyes out and given them to you, Brother Paul, we would have. But, he said, out of all these things, the Lord delivered me. Oh, can you say amen?
Amen.
Now let's look at another one. 2 Corinthians 12. That is Paul's infirmity or weakness in the flesh. Right? Are y'all with me? Some folks ought to be taking notes here, because it could be tomorrow afternoon that you need to know this. You need to sit down with somebody and help them with this. Did you hear me? Don't just sit here and you know, idle through this. Get it. What are we talking about? We just finished talking about what? Paul's infirmity or his weakness in the flesh. That's one thing. And see, we're talking about how people take different stuff they don't understand and they kind of combine it and put it all together and just are confused. Here's another thing. See, that guy's telling you about, he said that Paul had ophthalmia, for which he has not one scripture and not one shred of evidence to believe so, but he's decided in his own mind that that's what happened, that Paul got sick and had this unspeakable situation. And then he links that together with Paul's thorn in the flesh. Did you hear me now? He links those together, and he said that Paul begged the Lord three times to heal him from ophthalmia, and the Lord said no. I'm going to say to you right now, these two situations are not the same. He's not talking about the same thing. They are not the same situation. I'm going to show you why I say that. 2 Corinthians, 12th chapter. Are you there? Now, 2 Corinthians 12, the Spirit of God through Paul is telling about the visions and revelations that the Lord has given to this man and through him, and how true this is. You and I are reading letters that God penned through him right now. Right? Revelation. Aren't you thankful for this revelation? It sets us free. Does the devil care if revelation gets into the earth? He is powerless before the truth of God's word. The only way he can operate is to keep people in darkness. Keep them confused. The Bible said if people are lost and they don't see it, their minds are blinded, it's because the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those that believe not. They don't see the light of the glorious gospel. Sometimes people say, well, the battle in the earth is over souls. Yes, but technically, specifically, it's over light. Because if the devil can keep people in darkness, he can keep them in bondage and destruction. And his big deal is to prevent light from getting into people. He doesn't want lost people to see the light of Jesus taking their sins, right, and saving them. He didn't want Christians to see the light. Well, here Paul has been caught up to the third heaven. God has given him all this revelation, all this light, which is one of the big reasons why that he was harassed or persecuted so much. What's the persecution for? To try to keep the light from coming out. See, we need to get a picture of this. When you and I know who we are and have light and walk in it, know we have authority in Jesus' name, know the Word of God and are not intimidated and not ashamed. We come into town. We come into a situation. It scares the devil. It bothers him. And these imps are scurrying around, afraid that we're going to tell somebody some truth. Afraid that the light that's in us is going to get out. And that's where the persecution comes in. He wants to try to harass us and try to discredit us some way so that people don't hear us, don't listen to us. That's where the persecution comes. Now listen, verse 7. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the what? Abundance of revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Now let's just stop right here. Why did it come? Why was it there? Because of the abundance of revelation. Things God had shown him about redemption. Right? And he said, there was given to me a what? A thorn in the flesh. Now, here's something very important to remember. The passage we read in Galatians about the infirmity in the flesh, that is not figurative. That is literal. There was a weakness in Paul's body. We have reason to believe it was from his stoning. Here, a thorn in the flesh, this is not literal. This is a figure of speech. And if you're familiar with the Old Testament, then you've seen it numerous times. Everybody say thorn in the flesh. Today it'd be like us saying pain in the neck. Now, when you talk about a situation being a pain in the neck, do you always mean literally that there is physical pain in your neck? No, you said neck, but did you literally mean neck? No. Now, again, don't take my word for it. Let me read some things to you. Listen to this. Don't turn to them, but just listen to it. Numbers 33:55. Numbers 33:55. He said, if you don't drive out the inhabitants of the land from you, it'll come to pass that those that remain shall be pricks in your eyes and thorns in your sides, and they'll vex you in the land wherein you dwell. They'll be what? Thorns in your side. Is he literally talking about Canaanites sticking out of your side? No, what's he saying? What is a thorn in the flesh? It is a constant irritation. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Cursed or Persecuted, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1004-B. That's R-1004-B, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.